party. Here are today's contestants. A software engineer from Lafayette, California, Henry Baer. An undergraduate advisor from San Francisco, California, Amanda Menafo. And our returning champion, a producer originally from Wichita Falls, Texas, Charlie Thonville, whose one day cash winnings total $30,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, everyone. So happy to have you with us again today. Charlie, a great debut on our last program last week. Amanda and Henry, welcome aboard. Pick up those signaling devices. We go to work right now in the Jeopardy round. And today, we feature these categories. We start off with internal organ practice. Sounds strange. Bird-like verbs. Hey, let's get hammered. We'll deal with TV title places. Russian interference. And finally, Clark. Charlie, start.
Let's do TV for 200.
This city preceded Common in the 90s and Public in the 2000s. Charlie.
What is Boston?
Yeah.
TV for 400.
Answer. Going to be a double, just like that. Finding it way too early to do your world of good, but you can risk up to 1,000.
I'll do a truly daily, or 1,000, excuse me.
Okay. Before overwhelming us with a bunch of shows featuring police and firemen, this city had hope.
What is Chicago?
You're right. And you're at 1,200.
TV for 600, please.
Its city limits look to be unlimited, as its music has been televised since 1975. Amanda.
What is Austin?
Good.
Russian interference for 200, please.
Just before his death, Lenin wrote of his wish to remove this man from the Secretary Generalship. But that didn't work. Henry.
Who is Stalin?
Yes.
Russian 400.
Yuri Andropov was head of this Soviet security agency before becoming the nation's leader in 1982. I wonder how that happened. Charlie.
What is the KGB?
Correct.
TV for 800.
Trippy moments by Darius Lakeith Stanfield on this FX show include explaining to a girl why she's actually a simulation. Amanda.
What is Atlanta?
You are right.
TV title places for 1,000.
Scott Bakula took a quantum leap into the role of criminal investigator Dwayne Pride on NCIS This City. Charlie.
What is New Orleans?
Right.
Russian for 600.
The United States boycotted the 1980 Moscow Olympics in protest of Russia's invasion of this country the year before. Henry?
What is Afghanistan?
Yes.
Russia 800.
In a 2014 election, there was no box to check to vote for this republic to remain as part of Ukraine. Henry.
What is Crimea?
Yeah.
1,000 Russian.
Name it whatever you want, Mr. the Great. In 1703, the Tsar founded this city on land taken from Sweden. Around 5 million live there now. Henry.
What is St. Petersburg?
Correct.
Bird-like verbs, 200.
To send a short message on an internet microblogging site. Charlie?
What is tweet?
Tweet,
yeah. Bird life for 400.
An inefficient way to type is to hunt and do this. Amanda?
What is peck?
Correct.
Bird-like verb, 600.
To concoct a secret plan. Charlie?
What is flitter?
No. Amanda or Henry? What is hatch? Hatch a secret plan. Amanda, back to you.
Clark for 200, please.
Cat's out of the bag. In 2019, he officially revealed Clark Kent as his secret identity. Charlie.
Who's Superman?
Yes.
Bird life for 800.
To worry persistently in a gloomy way. Henry.
What is wallow?
No. I thought you were about to say brood because that would have been the correct response. But at the moment, you and Amanda are tied in second place at 1,800. Charlie in the lead at 2,400. And we're going to take a break. Henry Baer is a software engineer who attended Caltech. Now, I don't know if you specialized in sports there, but you had an interesting nickname. And that's usually goes with being an athlete.
Yeah, my nickname was Tugboat, which, you know, I didn't really want. But basically what happened was I was a freshman on the water polo team, and my coach said that there was this super fast German sprinter who everyone called U-Boat. And I said, hey, coach, you know, why don't we have cool nicknames like that? And he said, I don't know, tugboat.
So it is tied in with sports.
A little bit.
Okay, good. Amanda Minifo is from San Francisco. What's this about you once having to tap dance and jump rope at the same time?
That's right. I'm very good tap dancing, Alex. when I was a kid, I took dance classes, and one of our final recital performances was a tap dance jump rope combination, and it was a really big challenge, but...
Have you stuck with either one of them?
Separately.
Separately, yes. Are you still tap dancing?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit? Okay, good for you. Our champion is Charlie Fonville. He won $30,000 on Friday, but I don't know, your five-year-old daughter wasn't really looking for a good performance from you.
Yeah, I was watching practice games to get ready, and she came in the room and said, I said, hey, Allison, Daddy's going to be on this TV show. And she said, you're definitely not going to win. So, what shows what she knows.
What prompted her to look at you that way? What have you done?
So, I would love to know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get right back into this. You are in command of the board. So make a selection, and I'll read the next clue.
Let's do bird-like verbs for 1,000.
To talk softly and amorously is to build and do this. Oh, what is bill and coo? Back to you, Charlie.
Hammer for 200.
If you don't know this type of hammer that uses compressed air, you don't know... Charlie.
What is jack?
Yeah.
400 hammer.
This type of hammer has a curved back with a V-cut that pries nails like its name. Charlie.
What is a claw hammer?
Yeah.
Hammer for 6.
Peter Gabriel sang of this 10-pound hammer used to break rocks. Why don't you call my name? Amanda.
What is a sledgehammer?
That's it.
Hammered 800.
This hammer-like tool with a wooden head is utilized to smack a chisel as well as to avoid a sticky wicket. Charlie.
What is a mallet?
Yes.
Hammered for 1,000.
Bob Vila says this hammer with a hemispherical head is the best hammer to use for metal, less likely to chip on contact. Charlie.
What is a ball peen?
That's it.
Internal organ practice for 2.
A vaccine prevents hepatitis A in this organ, but immune globulin can also prevent the issue if taken before or soon after exposure. Charlie.
What is the liver?
Liver is right.
Internal organ for 400.
These two almond-shaped female reproductive organs weigh only 4 to 8 grams. Amanda?
What are ovaries?
Good.
Organ practice 600.
The role of the cardiac sphincter is to close the end of this tube and trap food in the stomach. Charlie.
What is the esophagus?
That's it.
Internal for 800.
This convoluted over 20-foot organ is ingeniously lined with folds and projections to increase its tiny surface area. Henry?
What is a small intestine?
Yes.
1,000 organ.
Surfactant is a fatty substance that coats the alveoli in this organ, enabling the chambers to expand more readily. Charlie.
What are the lungs?
Lungs.
Clark for 400.
We bet you know that Clark County, with over 2 million people, is this state's most populous. Amanda?
What is Nevada?
Yes.
600, Clark.
Robert Goddard taught physics and did rocket experiments at his alma mater, Clark University, in this New England state. And that would be Massachusetts. Amanda?
Clark, 800.
Famous as a prosecutor in the 1990s, she has since become a best-selling author of crime fiction. Charlie.
Who is Marcia Clark?
Right. Now the last clue. This 20th century president shared his middle name of Clark with his father, a blacksmith and salesman. And the clue refers to Herbert Hoover. All right, our champion off to a very good start. Henry is the one, though, who will get to start things off in the Double Jeopardy round. When we come back. When you're dealing with a good champion like Charlie, there's always that intimidation factor. But Henry, you go first in Double Jeopardy, and there's a lot of cash available with these categories. A place to park your yacht, followed by astronauts. Six-letter double G words, followed by coins, Arthurian characters, and finally we go behind the music. Where would you like to start?
Let's do astronauts for 1,600.
Kathy Sullivan is the first person to both walk in space and reach the deepest known part of the ocean, this deep. Henry.
What is Challenger Deep?
Correct.
Astronauts 2000.
Answer there. Daily Double. And just like that, you're in position to take the lead away from our champ.
Let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
All right, for 8,400. Here's the clue. In addition to making a notable three orbits around the Earth, this Ohio senator co-wrote 1978's Nuclear Non-Proliferation Act.
Who is Glenn?
You are right, and you're in the lead.
Let's do six-letter double G words for 1,600.
Is this a short, sword-like weapon used for stabbing, which I see before me? Henry?
What is a dagger?
Dagger, correct.
2,000 double G.
It's a Scottish pudding, laddie. If you like your pudding with meat. Charlie.
What is haggis?
Haggis, correct.
Double G for 1,200.
This music style blends calypso and rhythm and blues, man. Amanda.
What is reggae?
Reggae, correct.
Double G words, 800.
To bicker over a price. Amanda.
What is haggle?
Haggle, good.
Double G words, 400.
To move a doorknob to and fro with short, quick jerks. Charlie.
What is jiggle?
Yes.
Astronauts for 12.
Cornell medical grad Mae Jemison won fame aboard this space shuttle, spelled the British way with a U. Charlie.
What is Endeavour?
Yes.
Coins for 400.
It's slang for a $1 coin in Canada, a reference to the bird on the coin. Amanda?
What is a loony?
Loony, yeah.
Behind the Music, 400.
Songwriter Hoyt Axton changed the opening line of Joy to the World from Jeremiah was a prophet to this. Amanda.
What is a bullfrog?
Yep.
Behind the Music, 800.
Rick James's only Grammy came after he sued and got credit for the hook in this 1990 MC Hammer song. Charlie.
What is You Can't Touch This?
That's it.
Behind the Music for 12.
In 1981, Dolly Parton and Sheena Easton both had number one singles with this numerical phrase in their titles. Charlie.
What is 9 to 5?
Good.
Music for 16.
In 1957, Little Richard quit secular music for 5 years after seeing a sign in the sky that turned out to be this new satellite. Charlie.
What is Skylab?
Nope. Henry.
What is Sputnik?
That's it.
Arthurian characters, 1,200.
You know this lady happens to have a name, actually several, including Nimue or Vivian, depending on the source. Charlie.
Who's the Lady of the Lake?
Yes.
Arthurian for 400.
In Idols of the King, this legendary queen finishes her life as an abbess in the nunnery at Almesbury. Charlie.
Who's Guinevere?
Correct.
Arthurian for 16.
Before he battled the Green Knight, this hero appeared as Gwatmi in ancient Welsh tales. Charlie.
Who's Galahad?
Nope. Henry.
Who's Gawain?
Gawain, yes.
Astronauts 8.
A series of two-man missions, this project saw Ed White get 20 minutes of serious me time as the first American to walk in space. Charlie.
What is Apollo?
No. Henry.
What is Gemini?
Yes.
Coins for 1,200.
A 1,000 shilling coin shows her in her royal finery on one side, and on the other, in disgrace at her 1793 trial in Paris. Charlie.
Who's Marie Antoinette?
Right.
Coins for 8.
His image on the nickel is based on a portrait of him as vice president at age 57. Charlie.
Who's Thomas Jefferson?
Right.
Coins for 16.
Cloudberries and cloudberry flowers are on this country's 2 euro coin designed by Remo Heino. Amanda.
What is Finland?
Finland, yes.
Behind the Music, 2000.
In 1975, after hearing a mastered version of this now classic album, Bruce Springsteen threw it in a pool. Charlie.
What is Born in the USA?
No. Amanda or Henry? You were close. What is Born to Run? Back to you, Amanda.
Arthurian characters for 800.
This chivalric knight is traditionally the father of Galahad. Henry.
Who is Lancelot?
Yes, that's right.
Yacht for 1,200.
Answer. Daily Double. And you have the lead.
It's 2,000.
All right. Yachts are welcome at the Marina Grande on the Isle of Capri, situated in the bay named for this southern Italian city.
What is Naples?
That's the city and the bay. And you have added to your lead. Go again.
Yacht for 1600.
Port de Saint-Tropez, on what's known as the French This, has berths for hundreds of boats. Charlie.
What is the Riviera?
Good.
Astronauts for 4.
Michael Collins, after a huge moment during this mission. Roger, Tranquility Base, it sure sounded great from up here. Henry?
What is Apollo 11?
Correct.
Yacht for 400.
Your big, big yacht is welcome at Yacht Haven Grande on St. Thomas, an island in this U.S. chain. Charlie?
With the Virgin Islands?
Yes.
Arthurian for 2,000.
This man who killed Arthur is frozen with the traitors in the ninth circle of hell in Dante's Inferno. And his name is Mordred. Charlie, back to you. 3 clues left.
Coins for 2.
A gold coin is named for this man who was president of the South African Republic from 1883 to 1900. And if you were a coin collector, you would be very familiar with the Kruger Rand, named for Paul Kruger. 2 clues left.
800, please.
Yas Marina is full of yachts in Abu Dhabi, one of these E's in the UAE. Charlie.
What are the Emirates?
Good. Now the last clue. After you've disembarked from Spain, swing your super yacht over to this party island's marina. Charlie.
What is Ibiza?
Good. And that takes you to 15,400. All 3 of you in very good shape as you get ready to consider a wager in Final Jeopardy. Today the subject is Secretaries of State. Think about it. We'll be back in a moment to reveal the clue.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What a great way to start the week. All 3 players performing very well. Now they deal with secretaries of state and this clue. Dirk Sticker, Dutch foreign minister from 1948 to 1952, wrote, "Churchill's words won the war. This American's words won the peace." You have 30 seconds, players. Good luck. This great Secretary of State put together the plan that helped save Europe. Amanda, we come to you first. You had 7,600. You're smiling. Why? What did you write down? Who is Truman? Oh, you were calling for Truman. No, that would be incorrect. It had cost you everything you had. Let's go to Charlie. He had 15,400. Did he come up with the correct response? Who is Marshall, George Marshall? Yes, and that will add something to your total, 8,000. That puts you in the lead at the moment with 23,400. You won 30,000 on Friday. Over to Henry now. He was leading with 17,200. He wrote down the correct response, and his wager, 13,800, makes him a $31,000 winner to start the week. What a way to end a week and begin another week. Great game. Thank you to all of you. We'll see you tomorrow. Exciting stuff.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
For all of us who weren't born yesterday, there's Consumer Cellular, where you get exceptional value like talk, text, and data for only $20 a month and connect to 99% of the U.S. population. Premium wireless for less. Switch today. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight. Mo is family, so I feed him Blue.